Welcome to the show once again, and each and every show, you know, we like to tee up with our pals from Talk Radio News, Jeff Holtzman in the wings. Jeff, a big day today on the Hill. Yep, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the nuclear option. Explain to the listeners. I'm giving you the platter.
Okay, well, the nuclear option is called the nuclear option because senators who oppose it fear that it would essentially ruin bipartisan relations. And the reason they fear that is because it's allowing the majority party to change Senate rules on just a majority vote. Normally, in fact, constitutionally, in order for the Senate to change the rules, you need two-thirds of the body to vote in approval. So you need 67 votes, right? The nuclear option, though, is different. It is essentially where the leader of the Senate, in this case, Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's a Democrat, to change the rules with just a simple majority, with just 51 votes. And the reason that Harry Reid is doing that is because he and other Democrats are fed up that Republicans have blocked several of President Obama's judicial nominees. In this case, there are three particular nominees the president has put forth, sent to the Senate, and they're all nominees for the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals, which is considered to be the second most powerful court in the country behind the Supreme Court. Republicans say that it's they're unnecessary because there's not enough of a workload for them, but Democrats say that there is, and that, you know, Republicans need to stop obstructing. So this has been brewing for months, Kate, this whole battle over these judicial nominees. And finally, Harry Reid said today, or I guess he decided last night, but he acted today to just invoke the nuclear option, change the rules. Therefore, these nominees no longer need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. They just need a simple majority. And the Senate actually voted 52-48 in favor of changing the rules. So from now on, what Harry Reid has done is he set a precedent where that the Senate can vote on a simple majority vote to confirm executive branch judicial nominees. One thing to note, though, Kate, real quick, is this does not apply to future Supreme Court nominees. This only applies to the lower court nominees that the president nominates.
You know, I noticed, I watched that, I saw the vote, and I noticed that Senator Mitch McConnell looked like his eyes were going to pop out of his head. He said the Democrats are just exerting raw power, something like that, and so they're going to regret it when the political fortunes switch and the everything turns around. So was that pretty much the reaction across the board from Republicans?
Yeah, Republicans were very upset, and I think it's, there was all sorts of rhetoric. I mean, McConnell said, it was a sad day. Susan Collins from Maine said the Democrats will rue the day they made this decision. Of course, a reference to the possibility that Republicans take over the Senate and the White House at some point, although that's a very large unknown at this point. We just, the political climate is very much undecided in terms of next year and beyond. But Republicans also, Kate, said that they thought that this was a measure, a move by Reid to distract from Obamacare, which I'm not sure that you could make the correlation, but that was certainly a big GOP talking point that was used today. McConnell said so afterwards. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee said that. Jerry Moran from Kansas, Ted Cruz from Texas, a bunch of Republicans who opposed this move said that they thought this was a distraction from Obamacare. And in fact, many of them said that what the move does is set a precedent whereby you could have Obamacare too, a reference to the fact that the health care law, Obamacare 1, was passed by, Democrats behind closed doors without much Republican input. Republicans are saying that Democrats now, by waiving the 60-vote filibuster threshold, would eventually be able to pass legislation with a simple majority vote, meaning legislation that's not supported by anyone in the minority party. However, again, I should note that what they did today is they voted to waive the filibuster rules with regards to executive branch judicial nominees, not with regard to legislation. So legislation, bills still need the 60-vote threshold if there's a filibuster.
Yeah. The other thing in the buzz is, again, related to Obamacare. Since Kathleen Sebelius had the debacle when she was down in Florida, I mean, this is still now with the nuclear option, now what's happened here. The conversation coming out of Washington, is it just pretty much focused on this and that's it? Like 90% of the time is spent on this or what?
On Obamacare?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's been a big topic. You know, there have been a couple things that have come up. A lot of attention is certainly on Iran in terms of what's going to happen with negotiations over its nuclear program. I think, a fair amount of Americans are sort of tuned out to that story. But, I mean, it could have implications. If Iran decides, you know, that it's going to, walk away from the negotiating table and continue working on a nuclear bomb, that's obviously a big decision with global impacts. It's a story also, that, you know, has many different angles, but the U.S. is basically, very involved at this point in looking at possibly giving Iran some temporary relief from economic sanctions in exchange for promises and assurances that Iran will, stop enriching uranium and cease production of, its nuclear weapons program. So that's a big story out there. And that will continue to be a story for a couple of weeks because there's no sign that a deal is going to be reached imminently. But, you know, healthcare, obviously, it continues to be a big story. You mentioned Kathleen Sebelius in Florida the other day, and she was trying to actually use the healthcare website, healthcare.gov, and she was having problems. John Boehner, the House Speaker, apparently tried to sign up for insurance today on the D.C. Insurance exchange, and his office put out a little press release stating that he had problems, stating that he tried to sign up, but he was getting an error message. And so they put a call into that call center that you might have heard the president talk about a number of times, and Boehner's office says that they're still waiting for a call back. So, I mean, it really, you know, members of both parties have sort of had it up to here with healthcare and the fact that the website is still not 100%. Now, real quick, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're the part of the administration that's sort of overseeing the website. They told reporters today that a bunch of fixes were made yesterday and a bunch more will be made over the next few weeks. They said that the website is still on track by the end of this month to be fully functional for the vast majority of users, which we know is about 80% of those who use it. They said that people won't necessarily, you know, get a grand, you know, this big message that the website is working, but the officials from CMS said that people will start to gradually notice that it works better and better the more they use it. So whatever that's worth.
Yeah, whatever that's worth. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much. Talk Radio News, we appreciate it.
All right, Kate, thanks.
Coming up on the rest of the show in this hour, we'll talk more about what Jeff and I were just talking about. What does that mean? The Senate's nuclear option vote blowing up actually the defense policy bill, too, as well. And what does this mean? Is it mass destruction now that we're talking about? There's been nothing but conversation about that today, by the way, in and out of Washington. And then the latest on just how that works tied into Obamacare and how this all happened. Plus, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. As you know, our satellite facility is in Dallas, and I have spent a lot of time talking to a lot of people on this subject and have been to the sixth-floor museum, is what they call it, the book depository where Lee Harvey Oswald was. And, of course, the shots were fired from the book depository window. Or were they? You know, there's all the conspiracy theories. In our second hour, we'll talk to somebody who mentions a woman who knew about the assassination, says she did, and he wrote a book about her. His name is Todd Elliott, and that's coming up in our second hour. So in this show, and we'll weave it throughout, the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. Don't go away. I'll hop over to the other side and meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray.
And that's one of the first things heard after Kennedy was shot. Don Gardner, who was one of the first people to hit and read the bulletin, actually the news of Kennedy's death. And, of course, Walter Cronkite had the emotional moment when he was on the tube, too, as well, talking to the nation about this. And there have been a lot of people throughout the day who have descended on Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, and I was just by there earlier, and there were a lot of people that were lining up and getting ready for what's going to be a whole day long of events there. One of the things that they're doing is they've got a plaque that they're unveiling that has the last words of Ted Sorensen's speech that he wrote. He was one of the speech writers for John F. Kennedy, that Kennedy never got to deliver because he was on his way to a luncheon, and he was going to give a speech, and that speech is now going to be there in Dealey Plaza so people can read it. They were words he never had a chance to deliver. And if you've turned on the tube in the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, of course, there have been all kinds of shows on the History Channel, Discovery, any station really has had a little bit of the Kennedy, looking back on the Kennedy years through different eyes, whether it's reenactments, whether it's talking about conspiracy theories. And, you know, I said this in our previous show, if you talk about conspiracies, this is one of the top five on anyone's list still. So 50 years later, do we really know what truly happened to John F. Kennedy, to the president, when he was in that motorcade and went through Dallas? Were there other people trying to take a shot? Was it some kind of a government cover-up? It's funny because I rewatched today after, it was kind of a weird day for me. I wanted to be able to talk about it on the air, and I went down to Dealey Plaza, just stopped by there. It's not too far away, and as I said, saw some of the things that were happening and the setup and all that kind of thing. And then I rewatched the JFK movie, Oliver Stone's version. And actually, if you remember, in the beginning of that show, the beginning of that movie, rather, there is a scene where there's a woman and she's a prostitute and she's on the side of the street, and then she's in a mental hospital, and she's saying they're going to kill him, they're going to kill him. And we're actually having on next hour a writer who's written a book just on her, in looking into why was this in the Warren Commission's reports, and how did she know that that was going to happen, and the Louisiana cops, or actually state troopers that picked her up, how come, you know, they had nothing to say about it, and as he tried to interview them many, many, many years later and talk to family members. And her name is Rose Sheremy, and you'll get to meet her through him. And it's an interesting story, and that's one of many when we look into some of the things that weren't reported about the assassination, or some of the theories as to who was involved. Is there more to the story than the this is what happened, it was the lone assassin, it was Lee Harvey Oswald? In fact, do you, at these many years later, do you think it just was Oswald who acted? And unfortunately, if he wasn't shot and killed, would we have been able to really nail that shut? I mean, and they're just, some of these theories seem so plausible. I mean, you really can get sucked into them and trying to decide what maybe really happened in downtown Dallas as that motorcade went through. It was November 22nd, 1963, when Kennedy, as you heard there, one of the official bulletins, fell slumped down in the car and fell to an assassin's bullet. And looking back now, in all the polls that have been taken over this, and do you believe this is Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, there still is massive suspicion. In fact, two-thirds of Americans, if there's a way to really poll that, believe that a conspiracy was actually responsible for the president's death, and it wasn't Oswald, or he didn't act alone, that there were other accomplices. And, you know, even Secretary of State John Kerry was asked about this recently. I think he was on NBC or one of the shows. And he said he thinks there's more to the Kennedy death than meets the eye. Conspiracy theories about what happened. If we dig deep enough, that maybe we can find the real truth, whether it's right or not. And it's certainly appeals to a lot of people, and as I mentioned, this is one of the top five conspiracy theories, without a doubt. I mean, there are many others. You know naturally what they are, and some of them are recently happened. But I think this will always be a conspiracy theory, and be heavy on a top list in this country anyway, because it's the. I think I was on a show in Boston today, and they asked me, what was it about Kennedy's death that we still were just drawn to it and drawn to the Kennedys? And I think it was because he was so young and charismatic, and they were a good-looking couple, and it was the whole Kennedy deal that with the family and the history of politics that swept up everybody, and the glamour of Jackie Kennedy and whatnot. And there she was, rarely on the road with him, and she was going out there to campaign because they needed Texas for him to win again, and instead it ended up cutting his life short. And will we ever get to the bottom of it? Will we ever truly, definitively say in many of our minds, this is what happened? Now, if you ever get to Dallas, you owe it to yourselves to go through that museum, because it's an interesting timeline just on what's history of what's happened in the United States, and it goes through everything from the Peace Corps with Kennedy and his Navy days to the Bay of Pigs and all the actualities, all the sound, all the reports, all those theories, the theories of what could have happened. Was it the Mafia, Sam Giancana, was he involved? Was it Cuba? Or was it people who were furious with what Cuban Americans, with what had happened, the whole Bay of Pigs? And, I mean, the list goes on and on as to what the possibilities were and looking at the shots and all that. And you get that when you actually go to the Sixth Floor Museum and you go to the window and you can see the famous window and where the shots were. And there's actually, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, where that underpasses or overpass, you can see the X where he was actually hit. They have an X on the street that's marked in paint right where it happened. And I think most people believe that there had to be somebody else involved. There had to be, at least if nothing else, there had to be another gunman. If you look at where the shots were fired and what the people say on the grassy knoll as to how many shots that they heard. Cop has chimed in and he says there'd have to be another gun involved. He says Jimmy Hoffa, the CIA, and Cop's right, the CIA is constantly gets mentioned that they tried to cover up everything that they could cover up and that it goes much deeper than anybody could possibly imagine, and that the Warren Commission knew certain things. They just did the obligatory deal and then shut down. That was it. And this is what happened, and tried to just end all of the digging around. And, you know, how about that? So if you want to throw in what you think happened with JFK, and where would you rank that with conspiracy theories? Where would you put that on the list? Well, you know, people now with Obama, the whole birther thing is big still. 9/11, big conspiracy there. And we know there's a slew of other things. Area 51. Right, what happened there? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And as I said, in our next hour, we will talk to somebody who takes a completely different look, one that I hadn't heard before, as to somebody saying and knowing that, have overhearing that there were going to be shots fired, it was going to be at the overpass, and they didn't pay attention in Louisiana, so... See, I'd say, you know, I'm going to answer the question myself. If I were ranking conspiracy theories, you'd have to put somewhere in there Area 51, right? Wouldn't you have to put Area 51 and what's really there? I think so, right? Because the CIA finally admitted, right, just this past summer that there is an Area 51 and there are declassified documents about the base in Nevada. But what's really inside Area 51? Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Suffered a loss that cannot be weighed. For me, it is a deep personal tragedy. I know that the world shares the sorrow that Mrs. Kennedy and her family bear. I will do my best. That is all I can do. I ask for your help and God's.
All right, that was the voice of LBJ addressing the nation after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States. As you all know, he was assassinated on November 22nd. It happened at 12:30 in the afternoon Central Time in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. He was with his wife, Jacqueline, and the Texas governor, John Conley, and Conley's wife in a presidential motorcade. It was an open air, fully exposed is what what they were riding in. And there was a 10-month investigation. I alluded to that, the whole Warren Commission thing from 63 to 64 that concluded that Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. And of course, Jack Ruby also was by himself when he killed Oswald before he could stand trial. A lot of people think that he was in cahoots with the CIA, and, you know, there are, like I said, probably 75 conspiracy theories connected or more, to the assassination of JFK, and what a day that was. And I can tell you, in Texas, they are really honoring the former president and unveiling a whole bunch of new things. They've had all kinds of people that have come and spoke at the book depository. And I'm wondering, some of you are old enough. I don't fall into that category, but I've talked to people, including my own parents, about where they were when JFK was shot. And it's interesting, my in-laws, who were kids at the time, were in school. They just remember, because now they're Texans and they were in school, they can remember that people were crying, and they actually had those old black and white TVs where they were, because it was a big deal, so they were showing the motorcades and they were showing the itinerary of what the president was going to do. And so the kids, it was almost like when you would watch a space launch when you were young, and this was a big deal. And a lot of the classrooms of some of the older kids, anyway, they were watching the parade route, because it was a parade. That's what they were calling it, a parade in the motorcade that he was involved in. It wasn't a traditional parade. It was more like just a motorcade. But there were a lot of people along the route, and it felt like a parade. A lot of people were excited. He was shaking hands with people beforehand and had been at Love Field, which was one of the two airports in Dallas, Texas. And so some of you probably remember where you were. COP says they released us from school by 1 p.m. back then. And I think a lot of people had the same experience, that they were sent home, because it was just so shocking. Whether the family supported Kennedy or they didn't, the whole assassination thing was just really tough for Americans to grapple with it. And, you know, they did a poll. I was just reading this. They did polls conducted between the 60s, the late 60s, and 2003. And I've said this already in a different way, but at least 80% of Americans suspect that there was a plot or a cover-up, some kind of a conspiracy. Even CBS in 98, they did a poll that showed 76% of Americans believe that the president had been killed as a result of a conspiracy. So that's why I think this is one of the top conspiracies. I think this is it. And I've gotten a couple of emails on this, and you can throw in your two cents about where you were, or how was this rank as a conspiracy, or do you think that trying to deal with it, it's become a conspiracy, but really it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. 855-266-5283. So the Warren Commission, as I said, back in the time when they, you know, between the year afterwards, 63-64, they concluded that Oswald fired all the shots, caused the wounds to Kennedy and Connally, because he was the governor, was also hit, and that there were at least four shots fired, and that's pretty much what the wrap-up was. However, there was the House Select Committee on Assassinations, and they come back in the 70s, late 70s, and they conclude that he was probably assassinated as a result of a conspiracy, and they found that the Warren Commission report was seriously flawed, and they added that there was a high probability, they agreed about Oswald, but they added that there was probably a high probability that two gunmen fired at JFK, fired at the president. And they didn't point any fingers at him. They didn't say, this is where we believe, you know, this is what we think happened. They just said that they think there was another gunman. They didn't specifically say the Soviets, the Mafia, the CIA, Cuban dissidents, or anything else like that. They just said they believed there was another gunman. So the debate and the conspiracy theories, I think, will live on forever. I mean, who knew? He went through that motorcade route, and he was supposed to go to the Dallas Trade Mart. He was going to have that luncheon. It was a hot ticket, very tough to get in Dallas at the time, and they were not thinking this was going to happen, and it seemed to be going well. The trip was going well. People were excited. And unfortunately, then when he went down, made that turn down the main street, when they passed through downtown, when they chose that that route, and then they were right there by the book depository, then that was it, Elm Street, where they made the turn, and that's where, ultimately, Kennedy was hit. So many things have actually changed as a result of that as to what they try to do with presidents. One of the things they do is a lot of times they just certainly don't publish the routes, and you see now, if you've ever been in a city where the president is, how they have cars and they've got cops lined around routes way ahead of time. They close off certain areas. And part of this and part of the big changes with the Secret Service happened as a result of what happened back when JFK was hit to try to improve the protection for future presidents and try to limit the exposure. But, of course, we know Reagan was shot. We know that all the presidents have at some point been a target, and there is no 100% way to do that, I guess, unless they're never exposed to the outside world, which is an impossibility. I think the intriguing thing is, and we had Dick Stolle on the show with us, he was the guy from Life who actually got the Zapruder film, and you can go on to americatonight.net. If you go on to americatonight.net, There's a menu that says what you missed. If you go to what you missed, you'll see Dick Stolle's name, and that's an interview all about what happened that day, how he was in Los Angeles for Life, called Zapruder, flew in the next day, negotiated for the footage, got the footage. They agreed not to show the part where you could see that the president clearly, his head was hit and blown off the back of his head, and they agreed to that, to not do that, and it's such an interesting conversation. And Dick told me a couple of weeks ago that he believed that it was Lee Harvey Oswald, and that was it. He didn't believe all the conspiracy theories surrounding it. He talked about what Dallas was like and the chaos that surrounded what had happened afterwards, and just the whole Zapruder film. And the Zapruder film, within 1 second of each other, they show President Kennedy, then Conley, and Governor Conley and Mrs. Kennedy, all abruptly, all of a sudden, they're looking to their left, all of a sudden, boom, to their right. I mean, you can see they all turned abruptly from looking to their left to looking to their right. And that's clearly what you notice right away as soon as you look at the footage, and the Zapruder film shows that. So for Conley, they say he immediately recognized, he said this afterwards, the sound of the high-powered rifle, then turned his head and torso rightward then to see Kennedy behind him. But he said he couldn't see him. Then he started to turn forward again. And then, you know, obviously he was hit in his upper right back by a bullet that he didn't hear fired. And they said that, you know, he was hit as he turned his head, and he shouted, "Oh no, oh no, my God, they're going to kill us all." And they actually even testified to this. Mrs. Conley, Nellie Conley, testified that just after hearing a first loud noise that came from somewhere behind her and to the right, she turned toward the president, saw him with his arms and elbows raised high and with his hands in front of his face and throat. She then heard the other gunshot and then heard the governor yelling and turned away from the president toward her husband at that point. Then there was another gunshot, and you could see what was going on in the limousine, that in the interior there were fragments, sadly, of blood, brain, and skull, boy, it's when you see those reenactments, it had to be rough for all the people around him to witness that, certainly. All right, we're turning our attention to what happened in Washington on the day, the nuclear option. What does it all mean? That's next on America Tonight.
Oh. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bucks murder down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
The American people believe Congress is broken. The American people believe the Senate is broken. And I believe the American people are right. During this Congress, the 113th Congress, the United States has wasted an unprecedented amount of time on procedural hurdles and partisan obstruction. As a result, the work of this country goes undone.
That's the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The nuclear option happens. Rand Paul says that's the dictator of the Senate. So here's what happened, in case you didn't hear or didn't catch that at the top of the show. Senate Democrats took a huge, dramatic step eliminating filibusters for most nominations by presidents. They can't do that with Supreme Court nominees. A huge power play, if there ever was one. They say it was necessary. This is the only way they could fix a broken system. But Republicans are saying this is only going to rupture it further by doing this, that this just advances the problems that are already happening in Congress by pulling the nuclear option on the Republicans. So in the for the immediate rationale, they say the move was to allow the confirmation of the three picks by Obama to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. And in the long run, it means a shift in power in certainly a chamber that for a long, long time has said that they really give more rights to the minority party than any other legislative body in the world. And now that's not the case. So Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, he's always clashing with, certainly with Harry Reid. And they've been clashing extremely hard for the last couple of years. And there have been Republican filibusters of agendas and nominees, as you know, for the last year or so especially. Reid says that the reason this had to happen is because it had to evolve beyond the roadblocks. And that the American people think that the Senate is broken. And he says the American people are right. It's time to get to work again. But how about that? A pretty much a partisan vote, 52 to 48. All but three Democrats backed the move, and every Republican opposed it. And so 25 years of going back and forth and feuding over nominations, starting, and you have to go back. You could go back to the Supreme Court. Ronald Reagan's choice for the Supreme Court, Obama's picks for several agencies. And now that's over with. Right now, the way it stands, that's not, you know, all the arguments over Chuck Hagel, for example, and what was, there was attempted filibusters there for him to become the defense secretary. So that, you know, the other blockades that were in place from the Republicans, that's done now. They don't have this option. That's the vote. So they're no longer will that matter. No longer they can voice opinions, but it's not going to matter. Senator Richard Shelby from Alabama, who's been around, hung around for 27 years, he's actually been on the show a couple of times, says Democrats won't be in power in perpetuity. He says, this, my friends, is a mistake, a big one for the long run, maybe not for the short run, short-term gains, but I think it changes the Senate tremendously in a very, very bad way. Reid says no, that there had been pressure to do this 4 years ago, and now they finally decided enough is enough with these popularity ratings in single digits and saying that the American people don't want this bickering over nominees for positions any longer, and this was a way to change it. So how about that? And remember, I'm thinking in my head, the filibusters, remember Rand Paul, 13 hours... And that was to stop the nomination of John Brennan as a CIA director. And now all that, at least connected to these nominees, won't matter. For the Supreme Court nominees, it will matter. For the Supreme Court nominees, it absolutely will. But it changes a lot of things that have happened, particularly recently, because you won't have that anymore. Because it's a parliamentary move. It changes the rules. So it doesn't matter. They can absolutely have their 2 cents on CNBC or any shows. But in the long run, as far as legislating, it doesn't matter. So this is a very, very interesting, thing to happen. And all of a sudden, the way that it happened was interesting. It wasn't as it had been talked about for many years. I know when I was in Washington, they had talked about that. They had talked about this as a possibility, but it didn't happen. Now it happens. I mean, this is a way, I think, and this is also a theory that's floating around. It's a way to escape the whole loud boom effect of Obamacare. It's a way to put the nuclear option on filibusters, for sure, but this is a way to create a different kind of controversy, so maybe the conversation switches to this instead of the criticism for Obamacare that is the buzz in the land. in the nooks and crannies, in my house, in your house, everywhere. Everybody's talking about this. I mean, even if somebody's satisfied, they're talking about it. And I think because some of the biggest shoes to drop haven't happened yet, and the problems with the website, and then the problems with people not being able to sign up, and then the problems with the marriage, really the tax on marriage, because that's what it'll be. People who are married will get the biggest blow of all. Thanks to affordable health care, it won't be as affordable for many married people. And the idea, I think this was part of the idea, to take away some of the sting of that. But how many people are out there worried about nominees versus their health care? I'm going to say it's a lame attempt at that, because I don't think really that's the thing that is overwhelming to most people in America. Are you concerned, and it's important, but are you that overly concerned about who's running the CIA, who the nominee is, and the process versus the disaster that's happening financially, maybe in your own home or to come, because of what was supposed to be or what you thought was going to be affordable health care? You know, I say this all the time. I've turned to every liberal person I know and ask them, is this what you wanted? Is this the fix? Is this the right thing? And they're saying no, that they're disappointed. They're disappointed in the rollout. They're disappointed in what's happening to people and the confusion, and that it's falling very flat, frankly. And that the problem becomes the premiums have doubled for people. The deductions are crazy. Jim Starman says, thank you, Starman, I say the same thing, deduction prices will make many insurances very high, and that's the truth. But this is not what people thought. People that weren't even on board with the way this went down, with Obamacare, affordable care, whatever you want to call it, they weren't really thinking, oh, this is going to change my health insurance. And I say this all the time. If you're knock on something hard, knock on wood, if you're healthy, I mean healthy, no broken limbs, no terrible diseases, no problems, you're not really thinking about health care. In fact, you're not probably going to the doctors. But then once something happens, and you pull out that card, and now you start to see, and things have changed with your insurance, and you look at the deductions, I'll give the example. I have a friend, she has a decent job, and she had a gallbladder operation. She's really healthy. It was just a strange thing, and had to spend 3 nights in the hospital. The bill was $150,000. Her insurance covered most of that, except for she still, in the end, had to pay $15,000 total. $15,000. She had to come up with that. Wow. 855-266-5283. Keep that handy for the next time you want to call the show. Also, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks for hanging with us and listening to this hour of ATN.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.